send me pictures of you, Justin?
What do you mean?
Why not?
In my phone.
I don't know.
Did you burst shoot him or something?
Working. 100 pictures of you. You did it.
Not on purpose.
He took 100 pictures of himself.
Oh, when you were testing her mic?
Oh my God. Yeah, just do that.
It's like a movie. Jesus, that's funny.
Okay.
Oh, how funny is that?
Let's get back into this. Headphones up.
He's worried about you. He wants you to get your sleepses.
And then I'm going to watch Alien.
Oh, black better.
Bam a lamb.
Blam lamb.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready, mofo.
I'm going to hit the button, I think. Dun, 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 dun.
That's not it. Did you change it?
Outro. Wrong. Okay, maybe I'm ready to go now.
All right.
Golly, set it up right. That sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
That's more like it. Hello and welcome to This Week in Seattle Rock. I'm your host, Christopher Walk, and I am with Miss Marcy Rocks.
Hello, hello.
Mr. Justin Cider.
Hola.
We are here in the Studio
2.0.
We're here to bring you 5 more local songs from local artists, and local being defined as within the boundary state of Washington, because we can only do so much, and we're only going to play 5. But we want to help expose these bands to you in a proper manner, a legal manner. If they wish to expose themselves to you in a different way, we will let them do that on their time.
Yeah.
We don't have that. There's a reason we don't have a video podcast.
Yep. Once again, Chris, naked.
He does not feel the need to wear pants while we podcast. I don't know why.
I'm glad the table's a lot higher than the old one.
It's kind of like those newscasts where they get caught with no pants on, but they have a blazer on. That's Christopher.
Yep.
Every freaking time we podcast.
Business on the top, party on the bottom.
Pants are for the week.
So let's get into our first song of the week. This is a new song. New. Came out January 15th. It's that new.
Wow.
It's by Death by Design out of Seattle. And this is the song Human Animal.
Guitars,
yes, heavy
rock and roll.
Yow.
This is a band I couldn't pinpoint exactly what a city they're from, but they are from around the Seattle area, I'll say. That's Death by Design, Human Animal. That's a single from their forthcoming album. I don't have a title for it that we just released. What was that? Friday. This last Friday, January 15th. Guitar duo of Perry Dillard, formerly of Rev 3.
Oh, yeah.
He started the project about 2 years ago, 2018. Also on guitars for Death by Design is Master Luthier
of
Dehatry Guitars, Andy Beach. I have a note that he works with Richie Faulkner of Judas Priest, developing Janus guitars. Has worked in the past as Zach Wilde's touring guitar tech. And has built 30 guitars for Prince.
Wow.
Including the iconic cymbal guitar.
Holy shit.
That everybody knows about. So you can see his guitars in films.
Yeah.
You can see his stuff at the Hard Rock. You can see his guitars in the Smithsonian.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And interesting, the word Dehatry, I can't remember what language, but basically it's the origin of his last name, Beach.
Oh, okay.
It has reference to a beech tree of some sort.
Cool.
I can't remember what language. So I thought that was interesting. Be really interesting if I knew what I was talking about, but you know.
That's okay.
Welcome to episode 69. So, yeah, I didn't.
You know, it's better than 69.
What?
88. Because you get 8 twice.
What are you talking about? I hope everybody has been safe and sound. We have seen where we had a local friend get the COVID.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we haven't. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many of friends have actually gotten it.
Right.
Yeah, it's interesting to see when somebody does post that they got it. And like,
I wanted to go see him.
Oh, well, you know.
I guess it'll be a couple weeks.
Wait a couple weeks, you'll be good. Yeah.
Which, you know, we brought my scooter when it was recovered.
Oh,
we brought
the scooter over there. We were talking about your scooter. Yeah.
Yes, it was found. Now has a switch.
For the ignition? A wired-in switch?
It has no bolts. My emblems have all been removed. There's some scratches. And
you can't open the seat anymore.
Yeah, they broke the lock to where you cannot access under the seat. That's where the gas tank is.
That's why they dumped it, I'm assuming. Because they couldn't refill it with fuel.
So they pulled the emblems off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They make fucking belt buckles out of them or something?
It was really long. It's Cali Classic.
Yeah, 125 on it. And it's, you know, like almost foot and a half long. Oh, so God. I'm assuming they were trying to get rid of the emblem so that was less identical. But it still had the license plate on it. I didn't check to see if the VIN number's still on it, but
we'll see. Wow, crazy.
But the scooter is at this person we're talking about. It's at his house to get fixed.
And he was not home when we dropped it off.
We haven't even seen
him. And it's like, oh, man. He's like, well, let's go do it. You know, let's go over there Saturday. And I'm like, I'm working Saturday. We can't do it this Saturday. And I'm always working, so.
Well, it turned out to be a good reason
why
we didn't go over there.
It's a good thing.
Because it might be a one-person podcast this week.
I have a hard time not hugging people.
We saw one of our friends randomly in the store today, and of course, hugs.
Oh, don't!
I know.
Stop!
I know. Don't do it. It's hard not to.
It was habit. It was the first time we had seen somebody. I hugged you last weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's because I gave you something, though.
Oh, yeah, that was beautiful, by the way.
And she gave me something. A hug.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
She gave me one too. Ha ha. Be jealous.
Ha ha. So, hey, what about a next song? Why not?
Why not?
This is what?
Semen?
No. This is Seattle's Palooka.
Mm.
With a song that came out January 16th. What's today?
That's 16th.
Today.
What the what?
Oh my God, the new.
This song
the last
came
one
out
was
today.
New. This is even newer.
Yeah, it's got more shine on it. Song is called Head in the Clouds. Head in the Clouds from Seattle's Palooka, off their 5-song EP, All Those Things Left Behind. EP was released January 16th. You can get that on Bandcamp. Of course, you can get it on Spotify. Thank you for doing work during the COVID, you guys.
Yeah.
All these
sounds
bands.
Great.
They have. What's wrong?
I like to breathe. Sorry.
They describe themselves as hailing from Seattle. Palooka is a 2-guitar, big, thick rock band comprised of members who've been haunting the Seattle scene from the pre-grunge days to present. Palooka's sound borrows influence from their past contributions to bands like Overlord, Bible Stud, Slaughterhouse-Five, Debutante, and Nylon Kincaid. I've heard of Slaughterhouse-Five, I think.
You think?
I'm pretty sure I have. But that was their description on, I think it was on Facebook.
Yep.
So thank Very you, cool. Palooka. That will lead us up to our...
Palooka.
Whoops.
That's a type of whale, right?
Palooka. That's
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, that's funny. That would lead us up to this week's BJ and Migs Loud and Local Band of the Week. And it's Dusty Cubby. And they describe themselves as a, actually, this is Kevin Deere's description of the band. Dusty Cubby is a Seattle-based emo pop punk band consisting of Cade Miller with a C, Danny Schwartz, and Cade Sampson with a K.
Wow.
The band formed out of a Craigslist ad posted by Cade with a C in the summertime of 2018. Since then, the band consistently played shows throughout the Seattle-Tacoma area, toured twice throughout the Pacific Northwest, and released an EP entitled Fair Enough last January. Since the impact of COVID-19, the band has taken advantage of their downtime by recording a new released single released December 31st entitled Fuzz Aldrin, Lost in Space. And you're going to hear it right now. I love that. Fuzz Aldrin. Whoops. Only if you hit the right button, dumb schmuck. BJM Migs, Loud and Local Band of the Week. That's Dusty Cubby. Hear them on Loud and Local this week, featured with Kevin Deers on 99.9 KISW, Seattle's Best Rock. That song is off their three-song single, Fuzz Aldrin. That's Fuzz Aldrin, Lost in Space. Released December 31st. So by the end of the year, they just got it in. They got a COVID song in.
Good fun. I loved it. Brings me back to my youth.
There you go. You can catch them on Bandcamp.
Was that last week?
Welcome to episode 69, Dusty Cubby. Oh, God. Oh, we're all tired.
Yep.
Tired of listening to Marcy talk about stories about being lost on 520. Sorry.
Hey.
Hey.
Fuck you.
It's Saturday night.
It's Saturday night.
That was very scary for me. I'd never been over that.
Really?
Yeah. And it was dark, and I didn't know where I was going, and I was really tired.
Floating around on the water.
I just left my night job, and I'm like, I have to get home and go to bed. I have to get up in the morning for my other job, and it's just like...
How frustrating.
Oh, my gosh. I was screaming at the water.
Yeah, I was on the phone with her at the time. I tell you, you know, it's one of those moments where you're holding the phone like 4 feet from your head.
The drive over the 520 bridge during the summer, so pretty.
Yeah.
At night?
Yeah, even at night. Oh, yeah.
With construction? Oh, wait, no.
Well, not with the construction part, no.
Well, you know, since I don't live that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, going the wrong direction.
I got to go back over the 90 bridge.
To come back into town.
So I got to go over both of them.
No toll on 90.
No.
No, and I was yelling, and
yep.
He was on it the was phone, fine. And he's like, tell me where you're at so I can help you. I'm like, if I'm looking around to tell you where I'm at, then I'm not looking at my GPS. Yep. And I'm sitting here, you know, I was very angry. So, and I'm telling him this. And I almost hit a cop.
Oh, jeez, God.
It was a roundabout, and he was just sitting there. And I'm like, and there's cops now. Great. I was very upset.
I cannot tell. But you made it home, and you're alive, and
yep.
You're getting ready to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So double shifting.
Want us to wrap up this podcast?
Oh, no, I don't care. I'll go upstairs and sleep. I can ignore you guys.
She's done it before.
We're all done.
We're almost done. Yeah, yay. We're constantly being ignored. No, you take good care of us.
I will. One day I will take a day off.
Yeah, someday. So along those lines, let's hustle this up so Marcy can go to bed.
Why is it always my fault?
Why not?
I made a gourmet dinner for you
it's
guys.
It's a reason.
It was
I made a gourmet yummy. Dinner for you guys, and you're going to throw
pasta
me under the bus.
And some yummy sauce on it. And what's the little pastas? What are those called? The
tortellini.
Tortellinis.
Yes, belly buttons. Tortellinis. Belly buttons. Oh, yeah, I think that's what they're called.
Okay, well, that's their name now for me.
It said tortellini on the package, so.
It was yummy.
I don't think I would have purchased belly buttons.
freshly killed babies.
Oh.
That went down a really dark road.
Only the nicest belly buttons. The freshest belly buttons.
All right, let's just get back to the music.
Yes, please.
These have no fuzz in them.
Oh.
They've been defuzzed. Anyway, the next band on episode 69. Out of Seattle is a band we've played, I think, probably about 5 or 6 times before. And they've come out with another new song. How about that?
That's a single off their new album that's going to be released in March 26th. Now, the title of the album is Brute Amused Shout. This song released January 13th. You can get it on Bandcamp. It's Antonioni and their song Mouth Breather. That's not your mouth.
Oh.
That's what she said.
Out of Seattle, that's Antonioni with their song Mouth Breather. That's a single from their first full-length album, Brute Amuse Shout, set to come out again March 26th. The song was released January 13th. You can get that on Bandcamp, of course, on Spotify, where you're hearing this now. Amazing.
Wow.
Anywho.
Hey.
We got one more song.
Uh-oh.
What the what? And this song was released in September 2020. It's not new, but it's new enough.
COVID song.
It's a COVID song of a band that's been doing work during the COVID.
That's important to me.
Another Seattle area band on episode 69. the song is called Endless Rage, off an EP called Endless Rage, a 5-song EP. It's the Pagan County Rebels.
Ooh, I wonder if they're religious.
Pagan County Rebels. Why have I heard of that?
Because you saw them at a show, possibly?
No, I think that's one of our friends are in that.
Pagan County Rebels with their song Endless Rage off their Endless Rage 5-song EP they released September of 2020. Check that out on the Spotify's and go ahead and you can probably hit them up also and see if you can purchase that via their
website.
Their website page. Yes. God.
That's a thing.
Collection of Pacific Northwest musicians with extensive track records and histories in a Seattle music scene coming together to form a heavy rock band.
Yeah.
Slammin'.
Sammy Sosa.
So tonight we conducted another interview for our new series that we're calling 5 Points, wherein we have folks come in and they bring in five songs that are essential to them and important in their lives. And they give us a little backstory to what those stories are. So far, both interviews we've done so far have been really interesting. When we're going to release them, we're not quite sure.
And
that's all on Chris.
It's all on me.
It is kind of interesting what our last interview, it's actually really evidently pretty hard to put only 5 songs together and have them mean something, you know? There's everyone has like, 10 songs and 10 different bands. And it's just like, no, we want 5 and we need a story. And it can't just be like, oh, I like this album. We want more than that.
Well, it's interesting. I think I understand where that person was coming from. It's like you're really thinking about what the song means to you. And you guys ran into another interview we were going to have coming up in the next couple of weeks. And
we ran into the person we're going to be interviewing?
Yes. She was down to like 9 songs?
Yeah.
Having trouble narrowing.
She was supposed to get them out to us today. Maybe we gave her a little bit more of a boost to get it finished.
Well, it's funny because
I love her.
I know I've kind of, as I'm driving, because I drive for a living, I've kind of gone over in the head the songs I think would be kind of cool. They kind of go along the lines of finding a couple songs in my dad's 45 collections and then other songs. Because I'm not very sentimental.
No.
At all. I got a black heart. So I don't have those kind of what I would think are like touch tones emotionally to them.
Right.
But it's just like,
that's because you don't have emotions and feelings.
I suck. But yeah, I think I've narrowed it down to five songs.
Yeah.
If I can remember which ones now. I know a couple.
So is that a challenge? I guess I should do that too now.
Man,
I'm not going to say I haven't thought about it, but
yeah, I mean someday we're going to need to do all of ours.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Oh wait, I have to, cuz you got to queue it up.
You just won't tell her. What?
What?
So anyway, hey, there's five bands, five different songs for you folks tonight. Thank you for tuning in. In review, you heard Death by Design, you heard Palooka, Dusty Cubby, BJ and Migs, Loud and Local Band of the Week, a KISW, and you heard Antonioni, and then you just heard Pagan County Rebels. Check out those bands, give them some love. If you found something that gives you a spark, something new to you, these are some of these, all the songs are new to us.
Yep.
Some of the bands are new to us. So it's always a treat every week to bring you something new. And if you have any suggestions or anything for us along those lines or questions, you can send them to thisweekinseattlerock@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail or try and give a call. I won't answer. At 253-632-0254. And that actually spells out 253-632-0254.
I'm so glad you cleared that up.
Yep.
Well, you know, try and spell something with a zero.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. I think five is MNO.
Yeah.
I think. Excuse me.
I don't remember T9.
Anyway, well, thank you for listening, you folks, to episode 69. And get your mind out of the gutters. Enjoy the rest of your week and look ahead to listening to episode 70 with Marcy Rocks.
Hey.
And Mr. Justin Snyder.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Is that how long it's going to take her to get it out?
No, I just figured someone might be listening to it in March.
We love you.
Have a person.
Love you guys. Thanks.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.